Opinions. Everyone's got one. I've always had them, from the local pub, dinner table, and now to the world. The internet carries opinions from your fingers to anyone that is willing to read them. But how does this affect your friendships and, on a wider scale, political campaigns and bending the truth online? What do you make of it? To discuss the effect of what we type on the internet, we have Alexander Chilios, founder of The Big Smoke, on the line. Good morning, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you for asking. So ever since the advent of the internet, people have been lying online. Is this okay? Should we just come out and admit that we bend the truth, or maybe just reveal ourselves true to the world? What do you think?
Well, what I find interesting is that having a digital life, which we most of us do, has really taken us the next level to the whole trying to be really interesting and clever at dinner parties. And, you know, in the 50s when housewives would want to pretend like they had the perfect families. Mm. And we've just taken that to the next level. Now, we post photos of the perfect evening when we haven't talked about the fact that we fought with our partner the whole time, or a meal that looks perfect that we didn't talk about burning everything else. So while some of the lies are really lighthearted, and sort of inconsequential, it also then goes to the flip side that we've now got sort of this digital space where we can engage in things like catfishing, and there's all sorts of different ways where we're extending the truth online in going into sort of darker areas.
Yeah, you mentioned catfishing there, and I've seen a couple of scary Dr. Phil episodes where he kind of exposes catfishes and that sort of stuff. And just how widespread is that practice, and how much are people in danger, I guess, of that sort of concept?
Well, a lot of people, and I mean, the idea that you can pretty much go online and do anything, engage in anything, and oftentimes that won't come back to bite you, it can be quite an alluring thing. We saw that with Ashley Madison in the US, where men were going in and using the site thinking there was no consequences, and then it just all it takes is a hacking and something to go wrong, and it can ruin lives. Catfishing is really no different, in the sense that, you know, you're engaging with someone online that's not real. You don't know really what you're doing and who you're talking to. Mm. And it can have disastrous effects. So it's about this idea that we're actually using our digital lives to kind of fall into creating a different reality for ourselves and with each other. And whilst on one hand, that's not necessarily a bad thing for a lot of people, because it can be a form of escapism. Mm-hmm. There is that possibility where people can be cruelly manipulated and also fall into seemingly authentic relationships and friendships, only to find out they're not real. So we all lie on the internet, just on different levels.
Now, the internet is increasingly overtaking the public eye with campaigns and keyboard warriors, as they're called, especially this week with the controversy around Australia Day / Invasion Day. So does what we write on the internet actually get noticed, do you think?
Well, it's interesting, because 15 years ago, if you had a dinner party, nobody would talk about politics over dinner. It just wasn't done. Now, every single person, the person you went to primary school, you know their political leaning, because everybody's liking articles and talking about them on social media. We're all amplified. A study was actually done to look at the way we engage on social media, and particularly in politics, and whether or not that impacts other people. And the study actually found that we are more likely as a community to be impacted by the political comments we read by our peers on social media than anything else that politician would do during the campaign.
Do you think that's interesting? Because, as you mentioned, at dinner parties, you know, 15 years ago and before that, politics was never sort of spoken about. But now you might see a mate who you've known for 15 years express opinion that, you know, might be very different to what you believe. So do you think that it's kind of an interesting sort of way, the way things are?
Yeah, well, I've always been fascinated by the fact that Facebook particularly causes people to sort of come out of the woodwork and make comments that they would not have made probably in real life.
Yeah.
If they were with you. And, you know, like I said before, suddenly the person you've known a long time is making politically divisive statements. And, you know, I really enjoy the idea that we can talk about these things without being offended and without, you know, shutting the other person down. It's all about exploring and unpacking ideas. But then the flip side to that is, you've got people on your Facebook you had no idea was a racist ranting and saying all these terrible things, and you've got to go, well, do I keep them on my Facebook? Do I hide them from my newsfeed? Do I engage with them? Mm. So we're kind of confronted with a different level, I guess, of having to deal with political analysis that we've not seen before.
Yeah, it's a fascinating world we live in. Alex, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's Alex Chilios, founder of thebigsmoke.com.au, which is a whole place you can check out articles that deal with what we just talked about there, lying on the internet and political engagement on the internet as well. Have your friends said something that you would not, that's kind of thrown you a bit about, you know, whether it be Australia Day or Invasion Day, or maybe it's about halal or something like that. That's an interesting time, that's for sure.